Okay. So we're going to go on to Mem Zayin Ahmed Aleph. Just I want to go back. We'll go it over this thing. The Gemara says, is Karbonus Hutru B'tzibur or Tchuya B'tzibur? Karbonus. So the Gemara said, Vibalt Karbonus Ahutru B'tzibur. So then, Memela, you can say that you can bring even the Haktaris Emurim that were on Friday, you could bring on Shabbos, according to that Mandoma. According to the Mandoma, that Tumas Tchuya B'tzibur, so the Gemara says, Tchuya means you could only do as much as you can do. The Gemara in some places compares, so the halacha of Pikuach Nefesh to Karbonos B'tzibur. So it should come out totally the Machloikis is Pikuach Nefesh Hutra, or is Pikuach Nefesh Tchuya, should be in this Machloikis. So the poiskim, like you said, Avnei Nezer and Eruch Chaim, Simin Tov Nun Ei, Avnei Nezer says, no, it is compared to Karbonos. This Gemara is not telling us a general rule of Karbonos Tzibor, that every carbon Tzibor is Hutra. It's specifically on Tomet. All other Karbonos will be possibly Tchuya. The Gemara is talking about Tomet. Why? Tomet, by its nature, is called Tomet. So Tomet means every single day. That means, so that day is Shabbos. So Shabbos, it has to be done. However, the Musaf, let's say, I don't know which Musaf Davnei Nezer means, the carbon Tmidim Musafim of Shabbos would be like Tomet, because they're intrinsically tied to Shabbos. But a Yontif Dika carbon that falls on Shabbos, which is Doicha Shabbos, because it's a carbon Tzibur, that might have the halacha of Tchuya, because it happens to be that the carbon fell on Shabbos. Since it happens to be that the carbon fell on Shabbos, that would be Tchuya. It could be Pikuach Nefesh, happened to be it was on Shabbos. It's not compared to a Hutra of Tamid. So that's why there's room to hold that Pikuach Nefesh would be Tchuya. So where's the Nafkamina? If you could get away with it. If Pikuach Nefesh is Tchuya, so you do what you have to do and not what you don't have to do. Mashenkin, if Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra, which we really hold that way, so then it's like a regular weekday. It's a regular weekday. So we said the nafkamina would be that famous machloikis, if someone is sick and the doctor says he needs meat to be able to sustain himself. Now you have meat already here, packaged, nevela meat, and you have meat, a behemoth which you could shecht on Shabbos. So if you eat the nevela or you shecht, so l'chayr shechting is a chilul Shabbos of shechita, or you eat the nevela. So you say l'chayr you should eat the nevela, kala kal tchila. But if you hope k'och nefesh is hutra, so you do whatever you would do in the weekday, since normally you would shecht and eat, that's what you do. Even though it's not a necessity for the pikuach nefesh, it would possibly be that would be that halacha of that din, and there's not as many halachas on the last Gemara we learned, but mechabe eish leisichbe, and therefore there we're gonna maybe later on we'll see it in the Gemara. It's a shaila. We accept always for our purposes that it's hutra, but there is a shaila about it if it's hutra or tchuya. Zok the next mishnah. The next mishnah is talking about now that you took a kaf and you had one hand, you had the kaf with the kachelas with the fire in it, and the other part you had the ketores, and it was brought into the kodesh hakodashim. And then he put them together. Zok the Mishnah. It said in the Perek before that the Kohen Gadol takes with the Machta the Gecholim from the Mizbeach Achitzim, which we just spoke about. And he puts it in the Azara. And then he goes and he takes the Ketores. And now he puts them together. Hoitziu loy. It's an interesting Losh. We take out Zok Rashi Melishkas HaKelim from the place where there was kelim, es hakafi, es hamachto. Chof, he takes, and we give him now the kaf and the machto, and the machto was for the ketores. V'chofan, meloi chofnov, and he puts it in he takes with his hands of k'tayres, and he puts it v'nosan l'toich hakaf. So it's a very specific way that he has to do it. Hagodol l'fi godlo. If it's a big kohen godol, that's how much k'tayres he takes with his hand. V'hakoton l'fi kotnoi. V'kach hoisa midasa. Now the Gemara is going to have to explain. That's like a very fluid midah, because it's not all about him. So the Mishnah, notal es ha-machto, biyad b'yaminoi, in his right hand, ves ha-kaf b'smoiloi. So it's specific. B'smoiloi. That's what it says.
Frank the Gemara. What does it mean his hand?
What?
He didn't carry.
Oh, we're going to see that in the Gemara.
Under his armpit.
Ha-machto, which is the machto, which we said in the Mishnah, the machto was for the ketores. Zok the Mishnah, zok the Gemara, it's mashma only now, the machto. Machto, tani lei. We already learned it in the Mishnah, mem gimel amud beis. Not ales ha-machto, v'olo l'roish ha-mizbeach, v'choyte v'yoyred. So why does the Mishnah have to repeat this again? Okay. So the Gemara, Hosom Machdo de Gecholim from the Mizbeach. Hoche be Machdo de Ketoires. The Tanya Hoitziu Loi Kaf Reiko Melishka Zakelim. U Machdo Gedush Shal Kairis Melishka Safdinas. Okay, I'm not 100% sure what the Gemara wants, but that's what. So the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, Chofan Meloi Chofnov. V'noisin l'toi chakaf, ha-godol fi godloi, l'kotn l'fi kotnoi, v'kach oiso midosom. Kaf b'yoy ma-kipurim, lomoli. Kaf b'yoy ma-kipurim, lomoli. He could have just taken it in his hands, umaloi chofnov, v'hovi, v'hevi, omar rachmona. So why do we need a kli? In the Torah itself, it doesn't mention a kli. It mentions he takes the k'tayres in his hands. So the Gemara, Mishum Deloy Efsher. It's not possible. Because Mishum Deloy Efsher without a kli. Since he needs the k'tayres, and he has to bring the k'tayres HaKadoshim, and he also has the Malaya Begecholim. Heichi Neva. How's he going to bring three things in his hands in the machna, and then he's going to have to be able to have another one with the coals to put it on? Mishum deloy efshar dehechi neva. Na'ayol, will he go in once with the gecholim in the machna, and then he'll come out v'hod na'ayol, and he'll take out the ketores b'chofnov? Habo achas omar rachmona v'loy shtei avoyz. Because it says, "V'lokach miloy amachta gachaleish, umiloy chofnav toyer samdak vehei vimi beis laparoiches." Frank the Gemara, but maybe nishkale liktoyres bechofnav. And what should he do? Nachte lemachta oleho, and put the machta of the gecholim with together v'layel, and then he'll make it in one havoah. That can't be. Kimote hosom into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He has to put the machda down on the ritzbah, like it says in the Torah. Heichi nevad. How's he going to put the machda down if it's in his hands with the ketores? Shebechofnav al gom shem machda. So the Gemara, heichi levad. So the Gemara, maybe nishkale bishinov. He'll put it in his teeth. He'll grab it with his teeth and then put it down on the floor. It wouldn't be a nice thing to do in front of a melech boss of a dom. He'll koch loy efsher to bring the gacholim and the k'tayres in one time, not in a kli. Given the loy efsher without a kli, avdinon. We have a source in the Torah already. Kaf achas asara zahav melei yoketayres. So we find the place where there is a, therefore there would be such a din. So this is what comes out in the Gemara. Zok toysmes. Bedivra maschel hoitziu loy hashto livnei melech malchei amalochim. Zok toysmes teimali. V'amar lekamon on daf mem tesa mitbeis. When he used to take the k'tayris and the k'tayris ha-kadoshim. Noitel ha-bozach b'roshe etzboisov. V'yesh oimrim b'shinov. So we see there is part of the procedure at that point that he does with his teeth. Heichi oven hochi. Hashto lefnei melech bosa v'dom ein oisim kem. V'yesh loima. Tosom ein oi. He doesn't grab it in his teeth. Ela moishech ha-bezach etzloi. Ve'enoi munach. Ha-bezach enimubave el al-yodoi munach. He's just moving it with his teeth. There's a difference between holding it in your teeth and moving it with your teeth. Avalim sheich lemachto b'shinov. V'la'achoy se la'ara lavay rachara. To pick it up and put it down, that's like a weird thing. So therefore, you know, avatemali. Why didn't it just say le'eved le'machta beis yad aruch? And then the belavoch yaminu le'egev the b'yamakapurim yod arucha. Yasula beis yad arucha. Shetagi. And he could hold it under his underarm. And therefore, now he has now two hands plus two underarms. Then he could put it down. If that's also not a normal looking thing. Number one is you don't have such control. Number two is it's also lav oirechara, and therefore it would not be able to be that. Now zok the Gemara. So we have to see this. It's like an interesting thing. We'll have to do it when we do the Gemara further. So the Gemara, anaya ma'ase, notalis amachta biyamin, ves hakaf bismoil. Frag the Gemara, the kaf with the k'tayris, which pashtus is the ikar mitzvah. The fire is just the conduit to be able to make the k'tayris go up. But the main factor is the ketores. That means this is very good contemporary current events. Do you let the citizen be downtrodden and the immigrant be lifted up? That means yitziva is the citizen. So why are you discriminating against the Ketores? So the Gemara, no, there's a reason. Meruba, the Gecholim has more. And the Masha'en came, the Ketores is Muetes. So therefore you need more power. It's a factual thing. It's a physical thing. But since usually, so therefore, you have to put it, the right hand, the gacholim, and the left hand, the since roif. There was a Kohen Gadol who was the son of a lady called Kimchis. And what was it? That were therefore, that the ketores was still besmoil, even though there was more ketores, because he had big hands, than the gacholim. So the Gemara, no. And that is another reason. Zuchamo. So what is Zuchamo? The gacholim is hot. And for some reason, hot, I don't know the reason, is harder or you're nervous. I don't know. To handle it. Masha'en kein soinanes. Soinanes. All right. It's a whole shayla. I had to learn this Gemara, but this is the pashtus of the Gemara of what of the Amru Alav. Now the Gemara goes in on the Zaita Gezach. Amru alav al Reb Shmuel ben Kimchis, shoye choifin arbas kabin b'maloi chofna. He had such big hands. And ba'omer kol anoshim zeirid zordo, which Gemara is going to have to explain. V'zeirid imei olu legad. So therefore, I had big hands. And that's why I'm better than everybody else. Ike d'amri ba'arson. That they had chitim, she used to eat it while she was expecting him. Uke d'rabba bar yonis and d'amr abba yonis and rabbi yechiel. Arson yofel l'cheil. Ike d'amri b'shir v'azera. That his mother was able, her body, to pick out, her body picked up the best part of from when he was born. So therefore, that's why he was strong, and therefore he was able to take it out. Now the Gemara goes on as Zaitika reason. Amar alav Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis pamachas sipur dvarim im aravi echad b'shuk on Yom Kippur. Between the Avedis. V'nitze sinura mepiv of the Arabi al Begodov. And me the Rabbonon that made him tome. Because we see all non-Yidin as zovim. V'nichnes yeshevev ochi v'shimesh tachtov. Rosa imon shnei koyhanem gedelim b'yem echad. ושוב אמרו עליו על ישמור בן קמחס, פעמך אז יוצא וסיפרם, הגמוי נחל בשוק, וניצא צינור מפיו על בגודו, ונכנס יויסף אוכיף ושימש תחתו. So she had now her third son, שני קיינם גדולים ביי מאחוד. So תגמורתון הבונון, שיבה בונם אוי אלו לקמחס, וכולם שימשו בגונו גדולו, אמרו חמה עשיסו, כך, הרבה ולא הילו, המילה זוג דגמורה, and therefore there would be that then, okay, I have to leave a little early. Okay.